Hamish Hartlett. Hammer, welcome.
Am I on mute here, lads?
No. You're with us. You're on now.
No, all right, we're on.
Can you hear us?
Yeah. Okay.
What did you say? Am I on mute?
Little red buttons on, that's all.
Oh, please.
Is that fair?
Just push it when you need to.
Hey, we're running the race here, young man.
Sorry, mate.
Hey, how are you? Looking good.
How are you? I'm going well. Going really well. As fit as I can be at this point in time. I'm about a month back into me running, starting to kick the sharing around a bit at training good. Now, which is good. So starting to feel more and more like a footy player again, which is a nice feeling.
Bix did ask you before you come on. You did it round five.
Just after round five. So we played against Geelong here.
Got scone?
We got done. I got smashed. I got taken off on a stretcher, came back on with a stitched up head and whatnot, but played out the rest of the game. And then, so I had a few days off after that, and then got to about Thursday, in the following week, and I hadn't trained yet, so I was pretty keen to get out there and have a bit of a run around. And that's when the incident happened, a simple change of direction. Got a handball, went to dodge around Jared Pollock, and the knee just sort of busted on me. So, yeah, just after round five, so it has been a long time. It's been about 4 months.
Will you be back round one? Is that your target?
Yeah, so that's the plan. So it'll be, round one will be essentially sort of 11 months, so hopefully I can sneak in a little JLT game prior to that.
Sorry, Bix, just quickly jump in. See that scar I'm looking at? Was that the scar that you did?
Yeah,
that's a massive scar.
Goes through right under the through the eyebrow, under the eye.
So. Can I take a photo of that and put on our Rollies and Bix Twitter account?
That is a
ripper.
Yeah, I'm actually pumped with it.
That is a footy scar. See Bix next to you. Yeah. He's got one from there. Have a look at this all the way back.
No,
seriously, how many stitches, Bix?
37.
37?
From footy?
Go on, compare. Compare scars.
Mine doesn't
He
compare.
Was open up. Rod Jemison walked in, I remember it. Rod Jemison, he's dead. No. He's walked in and seen him and walked in and he's gone, fellas, he's dead.
No, it wasn't quite like this. Two things that happened.
Bix let me tell
you. No, I think it is better because Jemo walked in and we were at Victoria Park and the Flyers were filing in. They had a look and then Tony McGuinness was coming in next and he said, how is it? And he said, oh my God, I've never seen anything like it. And then
he was scalped like an Indian.
Yeah, and then he walked out, and then Robert Shaw, who was the coach, then got everyone in, and they were doing their sort of post-game, because I was still getting stitched up at the time, and he said, and we were great for the first half, and then it was terrible, and it all turned to, you know what? And he said, if that's not bad enough, your poor old, I was the vice captain at the stage, your vice captain's in there, his brains are hanging out, he'll never play footy again. And we could hear was me going, So I wasn't filled with confidence.
Wasn't it a knee or something?
I got hit in the side of the head, a knee to the side of the head, and the doctor described it was a rather warm day. It was a warm day, and the doctor said, you know, if you get a tomato that's quite ripe and you squash it on the sides, it splits on the top. Basically a knee to the side of the head, compressed my head and split it right down the middle.
So, I've seen that. Tell us about Billy Frampton.
At my house,
Big
mate.
Billy. Yeah. Is he your house, mate?
Yeah. So he's been living with me this year, Big Bill.
Big Bill?
Yeah. Oh, look, he's super excited, first and foremost, to play tonight. Yeah, he's just been over the moon the last sort of 36, 48 hours since he found out, which is great. But he's been in really good touch the last probably 5 or 6 weeks in the SANFL. At the end of last year, he had a shoulder reconstruction to prepare himself for the preseason to... You know, hopefully get a decent base under his belt so he could play a lot of AFL footy this year. Now, his SANFL season this year didn't pan out probably the way he wanted to. His form fluctuated a lot. A bit of his contest stuff was questioned from time to time. So it's taken him to the back half of the year to really find some decent form. But his past 5 weeks of footy at Magpies level has been outstanding.
Heard Ken Hinckley say that Paddy Ryder will still do a bit of the ruck work and that... That the big fella Billy can play some footy in the forward half. What's his forward craft like?
Yeah, so he's quite agile and quite a mobile big guy. He's not your traditional big lumbering type of guy. He's quite athletic, so he can lead out at the footy really well. If he gets a good run and jump at it and gets his hands on it, he usually takes him. So he does have good forward craft, and he's a very reliable set shot in front of goal for a big man too.
Hammer, I've seen you on the bench. How's it come to this? Round 23 in your ninth. How's it come to this?
That's a very good question, Rowie. Certainly, the last 6 or 7 weeks of our form in the AFL level has been very, very disappointing from all of our perspective. And there's been a variety of reasons as to why that has come about. But we've lost some really close games that we should have won. And when you lose those types of games, I think there was a couple earlier on in the year that we lost by, you know, a couple of less than a goal.
Yeah. Seven games by less than 10 points, you've won three of them.
Yep. So you win those two or three of those, and you're sitting pretty right at the top of the ladder. And the competition being as close as it is, you find yourself scrambling for a finals. And obviously, we need every possible thing to go right over the next couple of days to sneak in there. But the boys are focused on tonight and getting the right result, and hopefully things fall our way.
If we just look at the last six games when you had opportunities to win, and again, West Coast out here, I called the game. Yep. Kick after the siren, you should have won it, could have won it. The Crows, again, was another one. Yep. Very disappointing. But your ball movement from D50 in that last 6 weeks has been a bit slower, a bit more stagnant, not getting quick movement into the one-on-ones inside 50. Whose call's that? How did that happen?
Yeah,
when the start of the year, you went like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, I'd argue that within the first month of footy, that was a real positive of ours. And then within the middle part of the season, we probably weren't so great in that area. But I reckon over the last month, we've probably moved the ball better from our defensive 50 through the middle of the ground, no doubt. But it's been that the period of the ground between the midfield and the forward that has
failed us
time and time again. Okay. So, and whether that's the connection between those two groups of guys, leading up and leading back and choosing the right option, knowing where the forward prefers the ball to be kicked, the forward's creating a contest to get the ball to ground level. There's been a variety of different reasons, but we probably feel like our ball movement and our courage to try and take the ball through the middle of the ground wherever possible has been pretty reasonable in the last month or so.
And the other thing that I think has hurt you is your, and part of it is because Paddy Wright has been up and down, in and out with his hip flexor in the last 5 or 6 weeks.
Yep.
Your centre clearance stuff, you're on the back foot because they win it out of there. All of a sudden, you've got to go the length of the ground. And the contested possessions, I think you're averaging something like minus 25 in your losses in the last 5 of the last 6 weeks. Now, that usually is a strength. So when your strength becomes a weakness, it's a big hole in your side.
Yeah, no doubt, Bix. I think it's the cornerstone of any team's game is the contested possession. And when you can afford to lose it by one or two and still be very competitive in a game. But when you lose it by minus 20 consistently, you're immediately on the back foot. Our defenders are defending 60, 65 entries a game. The ball's not in our front half of the ground, which is where it is when we're playing our best footy. So we need to at least even up those numbers to give ourselves a chance. Now, I think a lot of that is coming from outside of the contest. I think pre-clearance, when the ball hits the ground immediately, we're not too bad in that area, but it's the spread on the outside of the contest that we haven't been able to get it done recently.
Tell us about, you've had to sit down and watch it. You're a much more mature player now when you watch as opposed to some of the footy you missed early on in your career. Have you learnt much and have you been able to try and take some positives out of the time you've been spent on the sidelines?
Yeah, I've probably realised how much of the game is played in between the ears, and it's more so the emotion and getting caught up in the emotion of the game. Probably as least possible as you can, if that makes sense. So, there's a lot of things that go on, especially in tight games when the pressure's on, the crowd's roaring, the scoreboard's either going or not going your way. It's how can you concentrate on what's actually required by the team, the next contest, focus on the really important things rather than get distracted by those outside noises. So, still find that I think that's a really, really big area for improvement from our group of guys. Now, we've got a lot of guys out there that haven't played a great deal of footy that sort of get wound up in those types of situations, but it's a huge learning point for particularly our senior guys to be able to take control of the game in those types of situations.
Hamish Hartlett, our guest up here. Essendon just done some warm-ups and some kicks. I haven't seen many of the Port players. Hammer's got a little bracelet on with arena access. So everyone needs one of them? Does Ken have one of them? Or
I don't reckon Ken. I think Kenny would be okay. But
you have to wear that.
Yeah, so all the trainers and whoever's going to be down on the interchange bench needs one of these.
Oh, well, they know. You give it to me. I wouldn't mind. Oh, number eight on there. You're number eight.
They looked after me.
Hammer, will tonight be Polly's last game?
Again, a question that I honestly have got no idea about.
You're close to him. Have you spoken to him? I know he wants to stay.
I had a really good chat with Polly probably 5 or 6 weeks ago. I said, mate, whatever happens at the end of the year happens and the ball's entirely in your court. Obviously, we want you to stay because you're a quality player. But I said to him, the way you put yourself in the best position and whether that's to go get a big contract offer from someone else or boost your numbers here at the club, whatever it may be, is to play the team, the footy that the team needs you to play, right?
Which
not,
he
not
has
go
done.
And play your, yep. your individual mm. type of game, because there was a period probably 6 or 7 weeks ago where probably thought he was becoming a little selfish.
Me. Gee, wow.
But to his credit, has responded. His last 6 weeks of footy's been outstanding, and he's yes. done everything that we've asked of him, more or less. So that was the only bit of advice I gave him. Polly's, as he should, he's keeping his cards very close to his chest. From what I believe, there's no deal that's been done yet, so we'll wait and see.
Big money, Hammer. Why did you sign for so many years? If he's getting 750, you're on 3.8. Well, I think Hammer's got a better leg.
No. One bloke's going to win.
You?
Polly's going to win the best.
Well, hang on. How's the knee going? Let me just do a little test. Can I take that money back? Is that the good one?
Yeah.
But you've got a big zipper
as
well.
I know, mate.
What happened there?
That was from when I was 12 years old doing hurdles at school. I smashed my kneecap in half.
You did it. You did a Seb Packer.
That's it.
That is the awkwardest look. Can we get two photos? One of his head. Yeah. That is the worst. That
is a horrible thing, isn't it?
That's a girl's kneecap. It's half the size.
My kneecap was in half, and the Ambos, dead set, thought it was dislocated. They were going to try and put it back in, but it was genuinely in two places.
It is a massive scar. You could add a pub, so that's a shark attack, that one.
I could. I could do.
And the one on your head, that you've been clubbed.
Yeah, there's a few going. There's a few up there on the eyebrows as well.
And just before we let you go, Hamish, a bit of downtime on your hands, some lonely times in rehab. Any additions to the artwork of the ink? You've got a bit going on already.
No additions at this point. So I do have some sessions booked in throughout October, November, and into the new year. So
we'll have a look. Can't wait for that.
So see this one on this arm.
Yep.
This is your big sand crab arm, because I think your left arm's bigger than your right. You're like a sand crab. One arm's bigger than the other. What would that cost? $10K?
No, not 10.
No,
probably a couple.
2K?
Yeah, I reckon, roughly.
Oh, see, look at that's 20 fishing rods for me.
Speaking of which, I'm going up to Darwin in a month or two's time with Tommy Jonas for a bit of a fishing trip.
Are you really? Yeah. I might be up there at the same time. The Barrow are running in October.
There you go, middle of October.
Yeah.
14th to the 21st, we're going up.
Fist me, we'll go up there together.
Fist me, I would say that on radio.
What did we just do then?
That's a pump.
We fist pumped.
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, on that note, we might just wrap it up. It's like Dad and Dave there talking.
Fix, that was awkward. Did you see how he looked at me?
Yeah, he did. He said, don't touch me, please.
He did. I've been all over it. Now, let's get all these photos and get them on our rowing
boats. Yeah, we'll get them up.
Hamish, thanks for having a chat with us, mate, and good luck.
Good up, mate.
Really missed you, unfortunately, this year. As you said, you went out just after round 5. They could have done with you out there the last five or six weeks.